I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. We coolin' out. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. We coolin' out.
Welcome back to Coolin' Out. It's another week. We back.
Kev.
Sal.
Rel. We're here this week with your friend.
Your friends.
I was gonna say your friends, but then I was like, nah, that's not right. So I wanted to say it correctly. So I had to pause and think about it. But how you guys doing?
We doing good.
Well,
we doing
and girls. Good. Correction. Yeah. Correction and girls. So say something. Let the people know who you guys are.
So I'm the unique.
I'm Tyler.
My name is Franchica.
Together we are
your friends.
Okay. And together we are. So where are you guys from?
So we're from Chicago. Well, we're actually from the suburbs, and we moved to Chicago. But like, I'm up northwest, like Villa Park area is where I spent most of my life.
It's pretty safe up there.
Oh yeah, super safe.
Okay.
I'm from way north.
I'm from the south suburbs, like Country Club Hills, Hazelcrest, Tinley Park.
Oh, I don't know where any of that is.
Middle of nowhere.
No. That's cool.
Their suburbs are like sort of bussing, like sort of fun. There's like stuff going on. Mine is nothing. Literally.
But now we live together in the city and High Park together. So.
Yeah. Right. We live on the south side.
Oh.
What? Here's a conversation.
Yeah. No, yeah. Okay, go ahead. Is that a choice?
Actually, no. So our manager actually moved us out to the city because
it was a choice. We didn't get forced.
But I'm saying, it was just like he found the spot. At first, when we first like even went to the actual house, he went there for just a photo shoot. Mm-hmm. And then as he was, you know, getting in the process of really taking our whole, you know, project on board, that's when he was just like, okay, you guys need to stay together, you're gonna stay in the crib we did the photo shoot at. So then yeah, we ended up living there, and boom, there it is. Really, so
studio in the crib. Yep. Wake up and create.
Yep. Built the studio in the crib, all that good stuff. So
that's dope. But like, isn't that like considered like Chirac?
So,
if you're from Chicago,
we do not claim that name.
We don't claim that name.
Well, at least we don't. Some people do, but we don't. Honestly, the part that we live in is actually considered like one of the nicest parts of the South Side, because High Park is really kind of like, when you go through there, it kind of gives you like that middle class vibe. It's very diverse.
Gotcha.
Very, you know, mixed crowd of different people. But yeah, it's a really nice area.
We live across the street from Farrakhan.
Yeah,
we live down the street from Obama's crib,
across from Farrakhan. Mm. But don't get me wrong, now if you go about like four blocks down, you feel me, Woodlawn, you'll get to 63rd, and then that's
different.
Where it really goes down.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? It's a whole different.
But it's definitely not as bad as people say. People always say that Chicago is. It's not that bad. Like, you literally can still walk to the gas station. As long as you're walking with somebody, you good.
Right.
Yeah.
Anywhere is bad, though, you feel me? You just gotta, number one, you gotta know how to maneuver. You gotta know how to move. You know what I mean? And just be aware of your surroundings, because anything could happen at any moment. You know what I mean? Of course, Chicago is a huge, you know, area for shit that goes down, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But at the same time, I mean, hey, we've been there most of our lives, so it's like it's normal to us whether something's going down or not. You know, that's our hood.
A quick side note about Chicago. But like, I've spent, I would say, about 18 hours in Chicago.
Okay.
My flight got delayed. But Chicago is so clean. like compared to New York City, like for it to
yeah,
be such
we
a,
came down here. I was like,
such
yo,
a
stank.
Major no for it to be such a massive city, like it's so clean. That's like the first thing I noticed when I was there. Yeah. I was like, damn, it's clean.
Yeah.
And then I, you know, I stayed in the Magnificent Mile where I felt safe.
Oh yeah, see, that's where our manager always stays when he comes down.
Yeah. You know, that's the spot. I'm not from there. Gotta go where it's safe.
Superman. Yeah, the city, you'll love the city, but yeah, once you get down into, you feel me, the deep woods, you just watch how you move, man. Make sure you know somebody.
Deep woods are everywhere.
Yeah, don't ever be out there just free balling. You gotta know somebody before you just decide to go on a little tour on your own or something like that.
Chicago people, they not gonna mess with you. If you doing something crazy, like, you know, then they're gonna be mad.
If you look, right, you gotta look like a target. You know what I'm saying? For anybody to wanna try you, you gotta look like you own something for somebody to wanna get on something with you. You know what I mean? It's never just like he look like, I'm about to go press him. Nah, it's nothing like that at all. It's nothing like that
luckily,
at all.
Luckily, I don't give off that vibe. You know, I just keep my head down, walk away. How's your time been in New York so far? Landed today, right?
Literally just landed today. Haven't even stopped moving since we got here. Just been moving around, meetings and, you know, meeting good people. But it's been real dope for like day one. It's been awesome. Like, I love the vibe. I love the fashion scene. I love y'all little accent. I just, you feel me? I rock with it. I super rock with it though. It's been a good time. It's not Lil. Y'all got a heavy accent, but like I definitely love the way New York people talk.
Yeah,
I definitely. Yeah, we rock with it.
Thank you. Yeah. So let's get into the music though. Let's get back. I like to jump in the beginning. Always get to the roots of music, you know? Yeah. So just like each of y'all, if y'all can just tell me like a quick story of like your introduction to music and like what made you want to create music.
Okay, so what made me want to make music was, so growing up I watched my mother I watched my mother sing. She was a gospel singer, and when I was before I was born, actually, she would always sing to me. And like the minute she popped me out, I guess, whatever you could say, I started humming, and I started just like using my vocals a lot. And then she got me to, you know, start learning songs with her, and I would always sing with her. We would always sing this one specific song called "The Safest Place" for our family. And then I remember just like, you know, growing up watching her and how she would perform and move crowds, because people would always call my mom from all over the world to come sing for their weddings and come sing for their events. Like, she was a really big gospel singer. She knew quite a like few gospel people in the industry. And so like just watching her, I was just like, wow, it really inspired me. And it's not like, you know, I was always musically inclined from her. I got a bunch of music people in my family as well, from musicians to artists to singers and rappers. And I was just like, man, you know, I really want to do it myself, but I really want to, you know, create my own style and really like, you know, just make my own, you know, mark on music. So I was just like, man, I really want to, you feel me, do it. But not only that, but coming from the suburbs, it's not really too, it's not really much. As far as, you know, music out there is not really nothing to look up to besides, of course, celebrities and stuff like that. So I'm just like, I really want to, you feel me, show people what I could do for music. Because I always knew that, like I said, I had my own little vibe, my own style. The way I moved was different, you know what I mean? And I always thought I was pretty cold, and I would show people my stuff. And they're like, yo, like, you should take this seriously. And I'm like, you know what? Yeah, like, plus, it was everybody else where I was from wanted to do sports and wanted to do, you feel me, everything else. And I'm like, man, I feel like, if I do music and really go somewhere with it, like, they really gonna fuck with me. And, like, my whole block, my whole where I'm from, they gonna really support me. So that's what really inspired me to really want to get into it and go as hard as I do. So
for me, growing up, I always wanted to do something with music. I knew I was, like, that was one thing that just really, like, stuff came, like, here and there. Like, there were hobbies that I had growing up, but nothing really stuck around like music. My dad had a guitar, and I was really young when I wanted to start playing. I picked it up, and I was like, I wasn't even supposed to really like pick it up. Like, my dad was gonna like yell at me, yeah, like beat my ass type shit. And pretty much. And then he walked in one day when I was like messing with it, and he was like, oh, okay, I guess you can try learning guitar. And I was like, yeah, thank you, cool.
And since, great story.
Since then, like, I started learning the guitar a lot and more instruments, and then I started getting into producing. I really just took it from there. Like I said, it was actually, you know, piggybacking off of Unique in my suburbs is nothing but cornfields, and like everyone's trying to be somebody else. Like no one really has like their own identity out where I'm from. It's yeah, honestly same. Kind of weird. Really weird. So I really just stayed focused and just kept trying to make good music and just make personal stuff. Mm. And that's really like how I got into it.
Dope.
So how I got into music, I started when I was 5 years old and I got my first karaoke machine. And I come from an African background, so like African background, they don't exactly want you to go into music. They want you to do nursing, they want you to be lawyers, like anything other than that. So they say school first. But the person that super supported me was my dad. He put me in lessons when I was 8 years old. I had my first performance when I was 8 as well, and it was like 7,000 people there. And damn. I was afraid at first before I got on the stage, and then when I got on the stage, I wasn't afraid anymore. Like, it went away, and I was actually somebody. And I lived in the suburbs where, like, like the kids out there, they like bullying, and they like reducing people, and they did that to me a lot because I was doing a lot of things as a young girl. And like when I sang, it was just like I was somebody. Like, I didn't have to hide anybody. I didn't have to pretend to be anybody else. I was just myself. So I started when I was really young. I actually did a McDonald's commercial when I was 14 as well, and it's on YouTube. And it was like when they first came out with their Wi-Fi, I was like the person you see when you turn on the Wi-Fi at McDonald's. And it's like on YouTube, it was like 1 million views. And when it got to 1 million, I knew, I was like, dang, okay, so I'm actually, people are actually fucking with me. I got to do this for the rest of my life. Like, I
y'all
literally.
Hollywood.
Yeah.
Y'all Hollywood. She was like, yeah. Quick aside, you know, I was just in a McDonald's commercial. You know.
Million views, none.
some light, you know how I do. You know, when I was 7,000 people in the stands, you know, it's nothing.
No, but like ever since then, like writing, just singing, it always made me feel really, really good. Like I knew like singing was what I wanted to do, and I didn't want to do anything else. I feel like singing is just like me. Like I feel like if I was to live a different life and be a different person, like if I was to go into something else, I wouldn't enjoy life as much as I do now singing. So
yeah, that's one thing we all have in common too, you know. Music just really helped us express how we really feel, because
helped
we, you
us
know,
get out of situations.
Yeah, we all share like a lot of same but different struggles, but music was that one thing that really helped us, you know, channel all that energy in a positive way, and also, you know, really influence people and be inspirations to other, you know, other kids and people in our age groups. They'll be like, you know, you don't have to, you feel me? You don't gotta hurt yourself, or you don't gotta feel like you gotta hurt somebody, or you don't have to be closed off.
There's
or
definitely
you feel me?
Ways.
Lock yourself in your room. You know, there's other ways to, you know, channel that energy and just to, you know, make yourself feel good. So that's one thing that we share as a group. Music is like, as far as like the overall inspiration, music is, you know, how we. You know,
music is got, life.
Music is what found out. That music is what gave us that happiness.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? That we didn't get.
I gather that because each one of you just mentioned how like you wanted to make sure your music was personal to you you,
right.
And that
exactly.
It was something that, for lack of a better phrase, unique. That was unique to each of you. You know, like
yes,
you wanted
definitely.
To stand out and not be like everyone else. And Tyler, right. You mentioned basically not wanting to sound like everyone else in your area who basically didn't have their own sound. So that's dope. So from that, how'd you all meet? Like, how'd you all come together as a group? How do you all know each other?
Well,
like,
no, I'm just
kidding.
You go ahead.
So we all started going to this open mic that started in downtown Chicago. Mm-hmm. It was formed by a man named Chance the Rapper.
Hollywood, yeah. Hollywood.
It was started by Chance the Rapper, and we all actually like would ditch our last period class just to
and
go to this
open mic.
Open
was
mic.
Created around Brother Mike, rest in peace, Brother Mike, that mentored Chance before, like he became Chance the Rapper. So that's why he made that open mic specifically.
Yeah, it's not open MIC, it's
and
open MIK.
On open mic day, I would have to ditch the whole day because they weren't going to my school, and it was I didn't have it like that. I could not leave.
Yeah,
I wasn't on good terms with my school.
So, yeah.
Nah, I sang the national anthem at every game. They was like, oh, you have to leave? I was like, yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. But anyway, so we would all meet up downtown. And like we said, we're all, like, before we even got to the city, we were all 2 hours away from the city. So that means that we were hopping on the metro, no matter how much it costs, just to get all the way downtown, just to get to this open mic. And we would have to go early. Like you said, he would have to miss a day. We would have to miss our last period just because they only let a certain amount of kids in.
I'm sorry, what year is this?
This was... It started 3 years ago.
Yeah, it started 3 years
ago. Yeah, it started 3 years ago. So we would all go. And so I remember Chance, he was having this contest, and he gave us all a prompt. And he was like, whoever gives the best response, whoever writes the best piece to this prompt, I'm going to give you a free studio session with one of my personal producers that worked on my album, Surf. So I remember, you know, I auditioned for the prompt. They had already, I think it was an open mic previous, before this specific open mic, they had met up and saw each other perform, and they were like, yo, like, you're super good at music, like, let's link up and let's do something. So they had made a song and entered the contest together, because Franchiku felt like, she was like, you know, if I enter by myself, I'm probably not gonna win, but let me enter with this dude and it'll probably boost my chances, since when, you know, they did it, when they did it as individuals, they got a lot of good feedback from it. So they entered together, and these two ended up winning the competition. So they got the, you know, free studio session. And normally you would think, like, okay, after that studio session, boom, like, that's it with the engineer. You don't ever get to come back. But that engineer was like, yo, y'all made such a great song. Like, y'all keep coming back here. Like, I'll record y'all for free. Free of charge. Free of charge.
We had, like, a 5-6 hour session, and the first song took... the song that we did for open mic, we did at that session, and it took about 4 hours, and then we ended up staying there. I stayed there for 15 hours. Like, he completely, like, canceled all his plans. Like, it was real.
And this is an engineer that charges $80 an hour. Like, he worked for Jennifer Hudson. He worked on Surf. Like, just any big artist. Like, he's got credits for that movie, 12 Years a Slave. Like, he's a pretty big engineer, and he, like, you know, just stuck with us. So... they ended up winning the contest. Of course, I voted for them because I thought they were dope. You know what I mean? And they saw me perform, and they were like, yo, like, no, you were super raw. Like, let's form a group, you know? Actually, like, let's get a bunch of kids together from open mic, and, like, let's just form, like, this huge group. Like, you feel me? And, like, let's really take this seriously, because we were always those kids in open mic. We're like, we respected what, you know, Chance was really doing for us. It was a safe space. We can go out there, you feel me, and perform any song we wanted. We just had to keep it respectful and, you know, not hurt nobody's feelings. But, you know, and it started off, it was about like 8 to 12 of us. And we would all just meet up downtown from wherever suburbs, wherever we were from. We would all meet up downtown, just click, you know, link up and hang out or whatever. And so I remember Chance had this concert called Teens in the Park Fest. And it's when he brought out Kendrick Lamar to perform. He brought out, like, a bunch of different people. He also let them perform that song that they won for that, too. He gave us VIP access and everything. And that's when we told him that we were forming a group in open mic. We were like, yo, like, we got this group. Like, we really want to.
For some reason, he already knew.
Yeah, he somehow. He already knew we were forming a group. Like, It was
supposed to be a surprise. Like, the right, whole it was supposed, to be, supposed surprise, to be a surprise.
Literally, like, just to show him, like, how
literally
dedicated
we were recording
we are.
Him. He was like, oh, I already know about it. I was like, what?
So we had this name that we first came up with, and we were going to pitch it to him. We went in his, he invited them into his trailer, and, you know, we were going to tell him the name and, like, the concept of the group
and
everything.
We did tell him the name, and he completely shut it down. The first name that we had, we could not speak of ever.
Ever.
Nah,
you'll never hear, probably, like I said.
Never.
Maybe when we win a Grammy.
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe when we win that Grammy and we could tell you the, yeah.
After,
like,
but yeah, he shut it down. He was like, yo, that shit's whack.
That shit's lame.
He's like, back to the drawing board.
He said, that shit is lame as hell.
Yeah, so.
Well, he didn't have the three hat on, but he had a hat on.
Yeah, always had a hat, man. Always afro and a hat. So, but yeah, just, and then after that, nobody, so out of all the 12 people that was in originally in the group, we were literally the only ones that stuck with it and really wanted to, like, go hard with it. Everybody else wanted to do their own thing, like, you know, whether it was going to school at some point or going, you know, getting into sports and all that stuff. We made a group chat, like, you feel me? Everybody had an iPhone, and we made a group chat for this whole thing, and then literally people would either leave the chat or they just weren't serious about it. They're like, you know what, I'm going to start my own thing. We're like, okay, you know what, cool, we're sticking with this. So toward the end, when it just ended up being us, we were like, you know what, we got to change the whole name, like, anyway, since the first name was lame. And we're just like, you know what, friends. Like, we're just throwing ideas out there, and we're just like, yo, like, friends sounds pretty, you know, like, universal.
Cool, and
I like that.
We just all
yeah.
said without an I because there's no I in team.
Right.
Like,
so
that
that's
came like all together.
Yeah. So that's why it's FRENDS. And you know, ever since then, we would just start. So we started performing as a group at open mic. And Chance and his friend noticed. They were like, "Yo, like y'all really like form something out of something that I started." And I think that's beautiful because that's what it's for. Like, because when Chance was going to open mic, you know, that's what him and his friends did. They all came together. You know, he had the big save money movement, and then that's when him and all his friends were like taking over the city. Like everybody knew who they were,
basically,
and like
the
he's
main home. Message: work with your friends.
Exactly. That's his, that was his biggest thing: work with your friends, and you feel me? Like get out there and conquer your community, and really like you feel me? Network. And every time we would come to open mic, he would always say, "Do not leave this room without getting 10 people Snapchats, 10 people Twitters, and all that." And we would do that literally every single time. We would just spread so much love, and then. As time goes on, you feel me, we working with Jeremy.
In the house now.
We're working with Jeremy, you know, consistently and putting together a project. And boom, 3 years later, now we live together. You know what I mean? From being literally three random kids from three random suburbs in Illinois. Like, you feel me? Not even in Chicago, just in Illinois. You know, three random kids. And then came together, made a group, and was just like, you know what? We're going to take this thing full circle. Right. So, boom, got discovered. We're managed now, and boom, bada bing.
Yeah. No, I think that's dope, and I really admire that. And we're also a trio. So one of the things that intrigued me was, like, what is your creative process like? What are the ups and downs?
You can do the ups. Wow. I'll do the downs.
I would say.
Yeah, really, sorry, they're two different questions, but what's your creative process first? And then.
Well, when we make a song, generally we start with a topic that we can all relate to somehow. And like the upside of it is when we get the right topic, it's done. Takes about an hour or two.
What's everybody's role? How's it done? Like,
So I rap and sing. Mm-hmm. Also a writer. We're all writers, of course. I really have been trying to get into like more of the creative direction of things. Like I'm really into like actually writing out like scenes and stuff, because I'm really good at like scenery and stuff like that. And I'm like, man, if I could, I would love to get into like videography or cinematography or something like that, because I've always just had an eye for how projects should be put together and how, like, you know, I'm a storyteller. We're all storytellers, and I really visualize the story. So besides singing and rapping, definitely want to get into that side of things, but that's my role. I would say rapping more over singing, but definitely could do both.
And I produce and rap. Usually the song starts with the beat. I can't really think of another time where it started with the words before the beat. I think that started with the beat though. The upside is definitely like how fast we can work, because
yeah, we work fast.
When it's there and when we are in our zone, we are unstoppable.
Yeah. Plus, like, just adding on to the creative process, it's like we'll all be sitting now, especially now since we live together, we'll all literally be sitting in a room and we're just like, you know, we should make a song like about this, you know what I mean? And then Tyler will, like, you know, go on his computer, get on his piano, and like just start creating something random. But like he'll start off with like maybe like one sound, whether it's the keys or if it's the bass or something like that, and then one of us will come up with like a melody. Like we could just be humming or just like saying three words, and he'll just start building the beat around that. The next thing you know, one of us would have came up with the chorus by then. So then the chorus is already made, and it's like once you got the chorus, the whole song basically comes together already. Yeah. It doesn't take too much longer after the chorus, but once that chorus is down, we pretty much like we got it after that, because we work since we've been together for 3 years. Like we're so used to it now, so our writing process as well just flows, because it's just like we already know exactly what energy we want to put on it. We already know like what vibe of the track it's going to be. And then, yeah, but our main thing is keeping it real and organic. We never, you know, sing or rap about anything that we don't live or that we, you know, we haven't experienced. And we even write about,
yeah,
you know, like
the trend right now, boy, yeah. These people going crazy. About they jumping
stuff
out
they
windows and everything.
Right.
Well, I love drill music, though.
No, we not even
no,
sad.
Don't get us wrong.
Chief Keef is my
and
man.
G Herbo. G Herbo was like our man.
G Herbo's in my top five. I love drill music, but yeah. Some people are really going crazy. Like
right.
All this suicidal talk. The music is not even relatable. It's triggering to people. Like people are listening to this music and now they want to go crazy and jump out a window for real. Like that's the kind of music people are making right now. So
gotcha.
I'm not messing with it.
Let's talk about happy things, though. Nah.
Oh, I didn't even say my role in the group.
Oh, sorry, my bad. She's getting sad on me. I try to pick it back up.
Huh? Oh, so my role in the group is I sing. I'm the powerhouse. I like to say.
Excuse me. Yo. I'm telling you.
No, I like Beyonce. I'm the powerhouse.
No. Franchika got in a McDonald's commercial at a young age, and now she lost her mind. Just a million.
Well, I am the powerhouse, and I also write as well. And the downsides. So this is like, it comes with living together, though. We be irritating each other, and when everybody's irritated, you know, that kind of blocks the whole writing process. So we'll be writing, no, that doesn't sound good. Even though it sounds good, you're just saying it just because you're mad at the moment. So now everything is falling apart. Everybody locks themselves in the rooms, and that's the down part about it, basically.
Yeah, it's not too many downsides.
Yeah, it's though, not too many. Me? That's just the only thing.
Yeah.
That's
Yeah, always having fun, and then like always just want to create more and see like, you know, what we could do different, like, you know,
right.
How can we keep making, you know, creating that new sound that's not out right now? How can we keep, you know, like just amazing people, you feel me, or like
feel
wowing
good
them
music.
Yeah, feel good music at yeah. the end of the day, really just
even music that wants makes you want to cry, but like cry in a good way, like it's yeah. not no cry.
Yo,
like,
I feel that.
Yeah, it's like I feel that. Now I'm about to
I'm about to go release.
I'm about to go run a mile. That's what I got. I'll be running. I'll be like, oh yes, yes, yes. I'm happy and I can do this.
All right. I have a question specifically for Tyler, though.
Yes, sir.
I don't state the obvious, but you're white. You're
yes,
like,
sir.
You just have to state the obvious. Like, I don't know. So, but like, but no, I want to know. You got to paint the picture for the listeners. But I want to know, like, literally, how'd you get introduced to hip hop? I know, like, hip hop is like ever expanding now. But like, how'd you get introduced to hip hop? And then, secondly, how did you like get into like producing beats and things of that nature? Because I tried one time, and that shit's not easy. I quit. I was like, this ain't for me.
What program did you try?
Fruit Loops?
Yeah.
Fruit Loops?
It's always yeah. FL. It's always
FL Studio. FL. I was like, oh, this shit free? Let me try this for a little bit. When it didn't work out, though.
I feel it. FL Studio is really cool mm-hmm. once you get to learn it. But so originally, you know, I started playing the guitar. I was into rock music a lot. I was into punk rock.
That makes
like,
more sense.
That was really my thing. And I pull a lot of things from like rock and punk rock, but melody wise. Ooh. Like in like whenever I do melodic stuff on a song or whenever like I make a beat, like the melodies from rock mixed with their melodies from soul and jazz music is really where we get a lot of the good sounds from. But my homie Joey, met him through my church. My parents, they're not with it. They don't like hip hop. They don't like rap. They don't really like music that much. They like certain like songs, but they're not really like music people like I am. My dad like sort of fell off with the guitar, so I was like, all right, cool. They weren't really with. They thought like Linkin Park was rap. And stuff like that.
Linkin Park used to spit a little couple of bars on, like, in the end. They try to throw a little bars.
Right.
Mike was a rapper. Mike, whatever.
One of them was a rapper in there. Yeah,
They didn't even know they had a full-time rapper.
But anyways.
Ryan's cultured. I like that.
I wouldn't listen to hip-hop at the house. Specifically because I only listened to music loud in my house and like mm-hmm. my parents would, bah, 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 and start a fight. So I was like, all right, cool. My homie Joey put me on to, he played some, it was like early during MTV when they were like, when they had music videos. And I was like so exposed to like a different, completely different culture. And I was like, whoa, this is so interesting because it's a completely different side of music, and it's like pulls from completely different inspirations and just different events in life. And what that interested me just by my curiosity of learning different cultures and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then after I got into hip-hop, I just started listening to a whole bunch of different genres, like blues, like jazz, like world music, like all this different type of stuff. So that's how I got into hip hop. As far as producing, did you want me to answer something producing wise?
Yeah, like just what made you get into producing? How long have you been doing it?
I've been producing for at least 7 years now.
Okay.
Started with FL, just like you. I torrented, I illegally downloaded a copy of FL Studio to impress.
Whoa.
My friends.
Yeah, we're gonna cut that out. There's no need.
Okay. Okay. But I was.
We know how we got it. We don't gotta tell the world. We know how we got it.
But yeah, I didn't really understand how to use FL too much.
So you sell weed? All right, go ahead. Sorry. You just went off on a little. Yep. Go ahead though.
After I wasn't rocking with FL too much. It was too much for me to learn. I moved over to Logic Pro and I really stuck with that. I like how it could help me record real instruments really easily, and I like how fast it could help me build a beat, because like once you have the beat, it's just like a copy paste thing. If you want to make a bridge, take something out. It's really, really fast and simple. But yeah, that's
it's simple.
When you
him.
Do it for as it's long as I him. Have, yeah, it's like, yeah, when yeah. you, yeah, it's sort of simple when I have the idea. The hard part is getting the idea.
He's the Kanye of the group. It's simple, you know.
That's like if one of us tries to sing, we can't sing, but it's probably simple.
It's probably simple to her, right? It's her
what
fortune.
Do you mean get the idea? Like, get the idea.
By getting the idea of a song, I mean like the topic and the... I start with the, when I make a beat, I usually start with the melody. I rarely start with the drums. Almost never start with the bass unless it's a really hot bass line. But the idea for the beat would definitely start with the melody. That's almost always where I start. Okay. And that's what I mean by idea. Yeah.
I had a question. I may not be politically correct, but about maybe 10 years ago,
hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Chicago music scene was totally different than what it was now. What it is now,
completely different.
And then it got. I feel like, well, with Kanye, and then I think Common's from Chicago too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You had those, and then it went to Chief Keef and like the drill times and stuff, and then now with Chance, like I remember first listening to Acid Rap, and it was totally different. Like, I wouldn't think he was from Chicago unless he said it. Exactly. But now you sort of hear this tone for Chicago. So listening to the song you guys sent us, Chicago Kid, it has like a very upbeat Donnie Trumpet kind of feel. Yeah. So like, what did you guys, were you guys inspired by Chance and the movement he's doing, or is that something that you guys sort of picked up on and trying to make your own thing? Like,
now it definitely played a part in it. I wouldn't probably say specifically inspired, because our engineer who worked on Chance's album, he sent the beat. Mm-hmm. And like, number one thing about all of us, oh, this also ties into our creative process too. Whenever he has a beat for us, like he could be making a beat and we wouldn't even be near him. He'll just send it to us like, hey, I made this, check it out. And like, when you're an artist, a real artist, you don't even really have to think about it too hard. Like, you automatically know what's supposed to, like, what goes on it. So mm-hmm. I remember when our engineer sent the beat in our group chat, and I heard it and I was just like, dang, like, this is really high. And I just started singing like, what is life for a Chicago kid? And then I was like, yo, like, that's high. Like, I wrote it in my phone and then I voice recorded it and I sent it to our group chat. I was like, yo, this is a hook idea. Tell me how y'all feel about it. And then they heard it and they were like, yo, like, okay, this is, you know what? We gonna stick with this right here. So mm-hmm. we ended up, getting to the studio and recording it. And it was crazy, the timing that it happened, because it was around a time where, like, the Trayvon Martin story was really fresh and the Sandra Bland thing started coming around. And then, like, Chicago, it's always, something,
negative.
It's something that always negative going on. So it was just the fact that, even though we were huge fans of Chance and following his movement, this was something that we were just like, okay, like, here's what we have to say.
Yeah, this was
for Chicago. Here's something, right? This was something that we real life felt. And then the fact that we he is our mentor and we're following under him, we're just like, yo, we feel like he's gonna like this. Not so much as it's inspired by him, we're like, yo, he's definitely gonna fuck with this. Okay. You know what I mean? So it was definitely
he's always preaching that people have to have a positive message in their music.
Not only that, but keeping it real in your music.
Yeah, keeping it real, because we don't always we're not crazy kids, right. Bop, but like, we definitely keep it positive and keep it real,
and just keep it authentic, and that's keeping it authentic. So Chicago was just like a tribute. It was just like that one song where we're just like, man, if we're gonna make like a tribute song to like our city and where we're from, Chicago Kid would be it. Mm-hmm. And it was just like, as the song was being created, that's one thing that we kept in our minds while we were creating it, and we really wanted to let people see our perspective and who we are as artists now that we're a group. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because at first we were getting noticed as individuals. We were all actually going crazy as individuals, but the minute we came together, it was like that feedback, that fan base, like, doubled. And tripled. So it was like, man, like, for us to be doing Chicago Kid, like, this is going to be crazy, as mm-hmm. far as, like I said, everything that was already going on and everything that we just stood for. And we always wanted to be, inspirations and role models for not only the open mic that we were a part of, but like everything surrounding that, because we were really in the city. You feel me? We were, hanging out around there. We were, out there. Mm-hmm. So we really just wanted to, really wanted sure. people to see that. They're like, yo, we got something hot mm-hmm. for y'all that y'all gonna rock with. So,
cause it's not even like, I'm not saying you guys are stealing a sound or anything.
Oh, no, sort definitely of like, wouldn't feel that.
There's a, like, you got your New York rappers, we mm-hmm. have our stuff here, and then you have your Atlanta rappers.
Right.
It's crazy how Jeremiah, I didn't even know this dude was from Chicago.
A lot of people don't even know that.
And our producer actually works closely with Jeremiah. Him as well.
Yeah.
The Chicago BJ, the Chicago Kid, like that. You guys sound not the same, but you guys come from the same soul, I guess.
Yes, exactly. So, and that's what it is. Like mm-hmm. that's one thing I love too about it too, because it's just like, man, when you really like from Chicago, and you grew up on like some real roots, it's like, man, we all share the same heart, but we still have our own style. Like we really stand out as individuals, but it's like that heart is so that it's about the feeling. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's about the feeling. It's about the vibe, and it's just like, dang, like. Chicago, y'all really got that. Y'all share a heart over there, like real talk. So that's really like, you feel me? What I would say, what it comes from.
Yeah. So, no, keep doing it. I really like the song. By the way,
thank you. We appreciate that. We worked hard.
Okay, those were good questions.
It was.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah, right.
Came out of nowhere, but no. So, what would you guys classify as your? It's a two-part question. What would you classify as your current sound? 1A and then 1B, what did you think your sound was going to be when you all originally got together?
So we call ourselves the No Genre Mamba. Because it's just like
it's really hard to put us in a genre.
It's really hard. It is.
I'm not trying to box y'all in.
You know, definitely. It's really hard to put us in a genre. It's like, but if we absolutely had to claim one, it would definitely be like on some hip hop R&B. You know, definitely hip hop R&B. But it's like we pull from so many different genres. Like, you're right. When you guys get a chance to hear this project, you're gonna be like, wow, like they just did some punk rock.
Yeah, when is that project dropping?
We don't know.
Okay, look, you see, I fucks with Tyler. No, I fucks with Tyler because Tyler's honest. I don't know.
Coming sooner than you think. Because it's definitely finished.
We'll be checking.
Definitely want to drop the Chicago Kid video first. That's ready to go. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and that's gonna be like boom, the breakout. Yeah, the whole project's ready to go. Yeah, perfect moment. You know, some professional things got to get put in place.
Well, back to y'all sound.
I thought y'all wanted to say something. But yeah, and as far as our sound, I'm sorry, what was the second part of the question? Just what?
No. So I know like you're saying like your sound currently, but like did you envision what your sound currently is when you guys first got together?
Yeah, when we first started, I definitely wouldn't have thought that we would have evolved to this. Because when we first started, we were real life on like some, not sad, but like, I feel like we were almost trying
to. We were all some kids, Bob.
No, we were not. Not kids, Bob.
Oh, y'all was sad.
No. Some songs, yes. I feel like, but you know what I definitely feel like? I feel like we were trying to get too deep for our own selves.
We were making grandma music.
Yeah. We were trying to get too deep for our own selves. And us as individuals, we're really not that deep because we listen to everything. And one thing that was so awesome about our manager discovering us and starting to manage us was the fact that he really pressed us to be like, okay, like I know that y'all all, you know, grew up on old school music and new school music, and you know, you really want to, you know, express that. You really want to just, you know, be lyricists and really be high and really not be mediocre, but at the same time, stay true to yourself. Like, it's cool to, you know, you feel me, still be dope, but at the same time, like, keep it 100. You don't have to, you feel me, you know you're not that deep. You know you're not, like, you could be Lauryn Hill style, but you're not Lauryn Hill. And I'm like, you know what? You're 100% right. So it's like, I definitely wouldn't have thought that this is where we would get compared to where we first started. Because, I mean, honestly, this new project that we're about to drop, it's so crazy. We're pulling from every type of thing. We're just giving like all types of flavors and sauces and styles and just and herb types of things. So yeah, definitely a big, we've evolved.
So basically the project is going to give people, it's going to show all of your, what's the word I'm looking for? Damn.
Yeah,
not talents, qualities. It's gonna just show. Yeah, I guess I could say talents.
From when we first started it up until
all
now,
all different sides of like your abilities to make music. Yeah, your
exactly. Yep, you'll definitely hear from when we first started up until now, and that's kind of like how the project is like structured. It's just like, okay, from going to like some real, real deep to some old bars and you feel me, like, oh, okay, y'all with the wave, but at the same time, still real, right. Honestly, so
So I won't ask what do you guys want to how do you want to put your foot stamp in the music, but as far as this project, what do you guys want to do, like what do you guys want people to know about you once this project is released?
That we not kids, Bob.
Definitely that we not kids, Bob, but that we're different, like very different. We really want to change the culture of this music. We want to turn it into something that can be really good for the world and really positive.
Yeah,
because it's a lot of stuff going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely can say after they listen to this project, I want them to feel like it's okay to grow and it's okay to listen to good music and it's okay to be okay and listen to the good music out loud. Like, you don't have to be cool and listen to the trending, devilish, crazy music. You don't have to jump out the window. You don't have to do nothing like that. It's okay to have a healing process and it's okay to, you know, write good things about good stuff and good things happening to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Yeah, definitely, you know, keeping it 100 and, like, how do I say this? Just want to show them that...
Chicago's not that dangerous.
Chicago's not that dangerous. And that, yeah,
G Herbo be killing me sometimes. I'd be like, yo, I can never.
I love me some G Herbo.
I love
me.
He's dope. G-Herbo, God, like, he's super dope. Yeah, he be, yeah. But the only thing that's different about G Herbo is that he be talking about his actual life. Like, he been through the stuff he talks about. Exactly. So that's what he actually talks about. Yeah. If you really listen,
if you think about it, you have to be in a certain crowd to even, you know, consider positive music cool. Right. There's a lot of people that really feel like he's like, it's kind of like, that's whack. That's not what everybody else doing. And that's what we want people to see, like, that you don't have to be doing what everybody else is doing. Exactly. Like, stay true to yourself. And if you really work hard and if you grind, like, you're going to get noticed for that. Because at the end of the day, people, they want to be able to connect to you. People want that realness. And the realer you are and the stuff that you love, then that's what's going to attract the people. Because anytime we're performing or anytime we're meeting with new people, we want to make those connections. We don't just want them to know us for music, but we want them to know us for actually good people, actually people that, you know, we'll sit down, have a conversation with you, talk, what you going through, like, what's up with you type of thing. You feel me? And so that's what we really want. As far as, like, leaving a legacy on Chicago, we just really want to be, like, some big brothers and sisters to the youth, because our generation is very misguided, and it's very lost, you know, it. We consider it lost, in all honesty, and we just want to really, you know, provide
that.
That
comes from, like, a foundation of a broken home, too. There's a lot of broken homes, and people feel like they don't have anybody to look up to. That's why they look up to the people they do. Yeah. And sometimes it's the wrong people.
Yeah. And we want to, you know, create more events and, you know, resources and stuff like that. We just really want to give back, true and really give back to our city. You know what I mean? Open mic really did a lot for us. Like, open mic did a lot for us, and we feel like there should be more. There should be more, you know, there should be more outlets for kids to want to do things that they love. Because, like, they're taking away a lot of our programs. They're taking away of a lot of, you know, things that are special to us. And that's, we feel like that's so wrong. We want to create more of those. You know, everything they're trying to take away from us, we want to put it back. But, yeah, as far as the legacy, friends, and sticking with your friends. Sure when you come with your friends, you leave with your friends.
Okay.
So, yeah. That's the legacy. Yeah.
Yeah. I could gather that from, like, just meeting you guys just now, like, your positive message of just, like, preaching to people to just be themselves. Because, like, when I meet you guys, like, you all just seem, like, very comfortable in your own skin. Like,
yeah.
Oh, of course.
Like, Tyler got the fan here around his neck. He chilling. Like, you got the, you
got the braids to the back.
Yeah, like, y'all just chilling. Y'all look comfortable. Get But nah, y'all just all look, like, super comfortable in y'all own skin. And that's dope. And that's what people should be, you know, looking at. It's very rare for people to just be, like, so confident and just comfortable in their own skin. So I'm about to put y'all on the spot, though. So, like, whenever we have artists on Cooling Out, you gotta like spit some, or you gotta showcase your
talent. That's crazy,
because
we were just about to ask y'all if we could do something.
Right,
for
we were about to ask y'all if y'all wanted to hear a little something.
We was over here passing notes. We was like, should we ask? Should we not ask?
Yeah. Of course, I want to hear some. We don't come here for fun.
Yours.
Can
you start from
Sure. Oh, wait, we good? Oh, no.
Just
a little speed it up.
One. Oh, you want to get your camera?
Yeah, I got two.
Oh, okay.
Just for you guys, too.
Okay, cool.
I can only go all the way up, or I can't do it. Sorry.
Let us know when you're ready, and we got you.
I can only hit the high notes.
Oh.
All right. You ready?
Yeah,
we
ready.
Okay. A one, a two, a one, two, three. I'm getting sick and tired of it, man. Why they killing all the kids?
Why?
Sisters, brothers, uncles, cousins, teachers, preachers, all of them. Wonder who gonna come and save us, wondering why I'm in danger. Walk these streets like all my life. Now I feel like I gotta change the world. Yet I'm only one, but don't forget my two companions. friends. We are, yes, everyone. You better understand that got to be the change you wanna see up in the world. Got to be the change in every boy and every girl.
I was walking.
He was walking.
I was walking.
He was walking.
I saw friends on the street, they was hawking. You know five people here, you know all of them. Ain't no James here, girl, I'm slim skim. I hate suburbs. I'm a city kid. I miss supper. Cause I'm out here catching all this wind on some city shit. That shoulder.
That shoulder.
Look at that shoulder. Okay. Uh-huh. That shoulder.
Yeah.
Get that cold shoulder. Why? Any person trying to take advantage of me, you'll get finessed like a suburb kid in the city. I was walking. I was walking.
As you know, we sing. What is life for a Chicago kid? I'll never know. Whoa. How about you come and check it out? What is life for a Chicago kid? I'll never know. Whoa. How about you come and check it out? Come and fight for some Chicago kids. You'll never know. Whoa. Until you come and check it out. What is life for a Chicago kid? I'll never know. Whoa. How about you come and check it out. Oh, oh, no, come and check it out. No, come and check it out.
Chicago kid.
No. Check it out.
Oh, oh,
oh, oh. No, come and check it out. Thank you. We appreciate y'all.
Yes. Thank you.
Oh, well.
Thank you. I think I got some myself. Shit. Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie. I wasn't ready for that.
Wow.
That was amazing.
Thank you. Thank you. Wow. So much. We appreciate
you. Yeah, no, wow. Frenchie, you weren't playing.
You told are, you are the powerhouse.
No, no, she, I was like, I saw her getting ready. She was like, she was like,
what? And like, the morning John's up.
Nah, that's dope. That's dope. That's amazing.
Very soulful.
Thank you. Thank you.
Wow, that's amazing.
So
like, it's crazy because like, I don't know how to properly explain this, but like, I used to play in the band, and like, you know how like each portion, like each instrument plays their part, but when it comes together, it sounds amazing.
Man.
Yeah.
So like, I really focus on like individual parts in a song. So like, I can hear Tyler singing like really low, like singing the bass part basically.
Right.
And like, you're like kind of singing like alto.
Yeah.
She's like soprano. It's like, literally. When it comes together, it's just like amazing. I'm like, damn, like, and I actually hear no.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm telling you, that blend,
I'm like,
man.
I'm like, all right. I'm
that
like,
blend in those harmonies, yeah, man. Nah, that a lot was, of rehearsals, a lot of practice, wow. And just really, you know.
What is that? It's a, like, is it something people do? I know, pitch perfect. What is, I don't know what they call that.
Perfect pitch?
No, it's actual, no, it's a movie.
He said the
it's a movie called Pitch Perfect.
I know what you're talking
but
about.
But it's like there's an actual art form where they sing a cappella, but they play like their voices act like instruments sometimes.
Oh, I know. It's a show called it. Oh my gosh.
Like Glee? I think it's like Glee. I'm not sure.
You know, it was a whole show on VH1, I think it was. It was dedicated to. It was like I remember one of the. I remember one of the groups was called the Delphonics.
I think that was Pitch Perfect, bro.
That was Pitch Perfect.
Yeah, that was.
Was it Pitch Perfect?
I think.
But no, there was a show though where they actually competed and like people would get voted off and stuff. Like
Pitch Perfect.
That was Glee then. That was
Glee.
That was for sure Glee. If people
no,
were actually singing
Glee.
And they
I
were
know
getting
Glee, and I know it wasn't Glee.
I know what you're talking about.
I know you know what I'm talking about. Remember? Because I remember the exact group that won and everything. Like, bro, I wish I could think of the. It's like right. It's at the tip of my.
Yeah,
mind.
And I. No, there was a disabled person on that show too as well.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Because I remember the dudes. They were like. Beatbox with their throats and shit, just like
everything. Gee, I think that was like the real Glee. Like,
was it the sing-off? No, I wasn't the sing-off.
No,
it was something
dope. It was the real Glee, like the real one before it was a
this
show.
This wasn't the name, but it really? Was the real Glee before it was.
No, you guys sound like your own instrument. Like you guys all
Cute.
Put your
Thanks.
Own piece into it. That was really good.
I like
Look at
that.
You got Jarrell out here saying acapella, and what was the other word you used?
Go ahead. Hey, we need some on tour singers.
Nah, yeah, I'm not trying to get booed off. Like, who the fuck is this opening?
Where you at, man? We got rehearsal at 3 o'clock. Seriously, it's 4:30.
Nah, seriously, guys, I'm not even gonna lie. I was blown away. Like, thank you. Was amazing because like you can tell real talent when people actually perform live for you, and like right on the spot, you guys were just like, "You ready? I'm ready."
And a two, and a one, two, three. Let's kill them.
Exactly. It just went in. That was amazing. I'm amazed.
Thank you.
You got another question?
Yeah, I got okay. One last one. I think we need to hear this answer. How y'all feel about Kanye?
Oh, my goodness. That's a good one. So,
great. Kanye, he going to treat us if we say anything crazy.
First of all, personally, like, I know, like, there's a lot of people who don't like him for a number of reasons, but as far as what he's done for music, I really admire him because he's an amazing producer. He's an amazing artist. He's an amazing creative director. He's an amazing, like, it's just, I can go on and on. You know what I mean? I know, like, some people may feel like he's probably hasn't, you know, made the right choices. Like, I know there's a lot of people from Chicago who feel like he hasn't given back. There's a lot of people who feel like, wow, like, how do you support Trump? Like, man, what's wrong with you? Like, type of thing. But it's like, I honestly try to look past that. It's like, I really don't care for, you know, your beliefs or anything like that. Even though I know I have my beliefs, but that's just like saying, you know, just because, you know, you believe in, you're Muslim and I'm Christian, you feel me? I'm going to bash you because we have different beliefs. No, that's not what it is. I rock with him because as far as on the music side of things, I feel like he's a GOAT, honestly, because like he really started, he really like the starter for like a lot of different things. Mm-hmm. You feel me? As far as like, you know, people didn't even know, like, he's the one who really made distressing a thing in clothing.
Not to speak of his fashion. His right, fashion I was just about to say, level.
Like, he made new colors pop. He made distressing and cutting shirts be a thing. People weren't doing that before. Like, he made like looking raggedy.
Even the models that he chose. Fashionable. Yeah, the models that he chose were so diverse, I feel like.
Yeah, and then as far as like his beats and the way he would set up his projects, and you know what I'm saying? I'm just like, yo,
he's
like
a very Kanye. Straightforward man. He's a very straightforward man.
And Kanye's just like anybody else. He's been through a lot of different things. You know, he's had his ups and downs. But I mean, as far as music, I rocks with Kanye. I ain't got nothing bad to say about him.
I feel like Kanye West is very necessary for music culture. Without Kanye West, there wouldn't be a lot of artists that we have today.
Very true.
Mm.
And part of me says, well, with that spot, you have a huge responsibility. And why aren't you fulfilling that responsibility? But when you make hot music, it's sort of hard not to listen to it and to rock with them. Mm-hmm. So congratulations, like, Kanye. You made me not really, like, care that you don't.
Plus, Kanye, he doesn't care. You know what I mean? Like, Kanye is always going to be Kanye. Like, you can't tell him nothing else. He really doesn't care for anything. He's just like, regardless, like, you can like me, not like me, I'm still going to be me. And that's one thing that I look up to so much.
Yes.
You know what I mean? You have a lot of artists who are like, you feel me? They're just like, oh, no, you should be, you know, you should be doing it, you know, this kind of way. Or you should, you know, like, yeah, that's cool, you know, what you're doing. But I feel like if you do this, it'll probably be a little better. Like, no, but Kanye, he really steps outside of the box. You can't box him and you can't keep him to one thing because he's so used to trying everything, whether it works for him or not. And even if it doesn't work for him, he's going to figure out a way to make it work for him. So that's one thing that I really like because that inspires me to want to, you feel me, go outside of the box and try different things and, you know, really do my research and study. And he's actually very smart too at the same time.
I was about to say, piecing things together for like
songs,
especially like Ultralight Beam, he got everybody.
He got everybody
part.
On the
Kelly Price. Come on now.
Kelly
Let's
Price
go.
The dream.
That was like a
chance.
Perfect. That was perfect. Bro, yeah.
Oh my gosh. Time to get up out of here. Time to get up out of here. Bentley truck, yeah, that's my choice.
No, but that was like perfect. Like, he pieces everything together so perfect. He knows everybody that should be on the song, and when he wants that person, he's gonna get that person.
Yeah,
and it's just gonna sound perfect.
Kirk Franklin. Like, bro,
it was like
Kanye the type of dude. Well, he'll fly out everybody that's raw music to like Maui. He's like, look, we finna stay here for a month, and we finna make the hottest album ever.
He knows, like, when he has the vision,
he knows how he's gonna manifest it. Like, he knows how it's gonna happen. He knows what type of effect it's gonna have, and boom, he just does it like that. That's what I love. It's just like, look, you got to get to it. You feel me? There's no time to waste here. The world is constantly changing.
It's rare that somebody say no to Kanye.
Yeah.
So, like, when he asks for you, you bring your ass.
Yeah, bring your ass. So, Kanye called for us. I'm sorry, we going. If y'all don't like it, I apologize.
He want us on one court.
to whoever listening, if you don't like it, I'm sorry. We staying with Kanye and Maui for a month. I ain't gonna lie to you. So
I just got one more question. Aside from Kanye, coming from Chicago, you have other legends, Twista, Common, Lupe. You got the up-and-comers.
Yeah, he is a legend. I'm sorry. He invented that fast rap. Yeah.
You know, new school, Chance, Vic, the No Names.
Yes.
Basically, my question is, what are your influences in the city and out?
Ooh, so is this like a top
basically
five?
Basically everybody that you named.
Just are you asking for a top five?
Or is like
city? And out, yeah. Just overall. Yeah. Overall, yeah.
Let me go first. Top five. Wait, are these only rappers or sir?
No, man, just artists.
Yeah. And that's harder. You go first.
Okay. So big influence, Chance the Rapper, of course. Mm-hmm. Big bro, look up to him heavy. I really love Selena Quintanilla. A lot of people don't know that, but I do. I'm gonna say it every time. This she's one of my biggest inspirations. Aaliyah. Also, Travis Scott. Mm-hmm. I love come on, Missy Elliott. Oh my gosh, that's my girl. I was really into Sierra too for a while. Missy Elliott, Sierra. Missy Elliott, Pharrell. Come on now. I quit. That's it. Tyler the Creator. Tyler the Creator.
My top five. Because you want to have seven and eight. My top five.
He didn't even say top five. He just said influences.
No, he said top five. You said top five, I think. And then came up with eight.
Yo, No Name, Smino, Vic Mensa.
Anyways.
Yo, I love all them. I love anybody hot in Chicago, to be honest with you, though.
My top. I would say definitely Whitney Houston is. That I studied her when I was younger a lot. Like, it was a point where they actually forced me to learn her songs, and if I didn't get the notes right, I would get in trouble. But I really love Whitney Houston. I study her voice very well. Tyler, the Creator, for sure. Kendrick Lamar. Andre 3000, that's my man. I'm waiting on Andre to come back with something crazy.
He's not
coming?
He said he retired.
You don't think so?
He said he's done.
He doesn't need to come back.
Yeah, he doesn't, but...
He just did an interview. I don't think he's coming.
Yeah.
He seemed happy
so
in his
crazy
personal life.
I mean, at least he's happy. At least he's happy.
I'm just glad he hopped on Travis Scott's last album, so it's all good.
So since you had more, I'm just going to say more. But Erykah Badu, that's my girl.
That's my girl.
Chance the Rapper, of course. What'd you say? Girl, then you should have said
Lauryn Hill.
Yeah, no, Lauryn Hill is dope as fuck, too. I really look up to Sade. I don't know if everybody doesn't know Sade, but everybody I listened to Sade a lot when I was younger. They only played Sade. And there was this group called ABBA that I really, 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 really like, and nobody knows about ABBA. Yeah, I really love ABBA. I love ABBA.
How she saying no one knows about ABBA?
She think we just
because, girl, name one ABBA song.
You only know Dance to Queen. That's all you know.
Who's that girl? She ain't Lando.
So I'm going to start with some of my favorite.
I'm sorry, and Alicia Keys.
Of course. I'm going to start with a few of my favorite Chicago rappers, and then I'm going to do my top five overall.
Nah, go ahead, rock out. Go ahead, rock out. Don't let them stop you.
Chance the Rapper. Kembe X, No Name, and Joey Purp. And I'll just do, those are my Chicago rappers, and then top five is Kid Cudi, Odd Future, Travis Scott, Kendrick Lamar, and...
There it is.
Yeah, that's my top five.
Bada bing, bada boom. Bada bing, bada boom.
I'm so different. My top five is a top four.
Ha! Yo, that's real spit.
Nah. We definitely appreciate you guys coming through.
We appreciate y'all for having us. Thank you so, so much.
Through and blessing us with your talents.
Appreciate y'all.
You guys have any lasting words? You can shout out, you know, your IGs and all that other good stuff.
Make sure you follow the kids on Instagram at YourFriendsOfficial. Whenever you spell friends and you want to follow us, don't put the I in friends because there's no I in team. YourFriendsOfficial on Instagram, Twitter, YourFriends, Facebook, YourFriends fan page, Tumblr, YourFriends, Snapchat, it's YourFriends.
Gotcha. And where can they find the music? Or
the music will be on SoundCloud.
SoundCloud.com. Then that little forward slash. And then your friends.
Boom. Wow. I guarantee we'll be on other media outlets as well. Yeah, so Apple Music, Spotify, all that stuff gonna come one day real soon though.
We definitely appreciate you guys for coming through.
Thanks for having us. Awesome. Thank you, New York.
Thank you.
Chicago to NY, baby. On Bonnell.
Yeah, this was amazing. Not gonna lie. Now it's time to go eat some food.
All right. Tell me where the best pizza at. I'm there right now.
Here, yeah, word. Until next time, this is Cooling Out.
Stay cool.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We cooling out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We cooling out.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.